Well, I'm a very traditional artist. I end up always in these conversations, whether it's about veins of fiction that I mine, you know, kind of magic realism, or some would say postmodern fiction, or conversations about pop culture itself, comic books, film, the internet, extremely contemporary things. I tend to play this role in life of outwardly this kind of super contemporary person, but I'm actually in many ways quite the opposite. I'm a Perkis tooth. I'm out of time. I'm deeply traditional. My commitments are to narrative in its 18th, 19th century form. I love what only the novel can do in terms of depicting an extensive, creating an extensive alternate world of characters and situations and possibilities and playing them out in the narrative form and good old-fashioned storytelling form. I sort of feel like I always end up talking about Pynchon when I should be talking about Dickens, because it's as much in my mind to do, and this book is a very much a kind of attempt to think about Manhattan in the 21st century with the same degree of kind of galactic embrace that Dickens makes of London in his era, taking on every bit of the high and the low and the street culture and the different classes and the sense that a city is a kind of universe unto itself. That's where my heart is. And so my attraction to more contemporary mediums, new forms, is only an attraction. But I'm always seeking ways to ground it in my own form, which is I grew up loving novels and stories more than anything and wanting to write them adamantly. I could never imagine being so satisfied doing anything else. Mm.